You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
You boo me in the pre-show package. Good night, everybody.
How we doing, Minnesota?
Oh, baby, it is great to be back in St. Paul.
Yes, it is.
Buddy.
And it's great to be back in the Twin Cities. Am I right? We're actually staying in Minneapolis this time around.
Results.
Yeah, and now that we've spent some time there, it appears that the Twin Cities are fraternal twins and that Minneapolis got all the good genes in that zygote. Kind of feels like Minneapolis was the twin that became the captain of the football team and then went to med school and won a Nobel Prize.
St. Paul is the vestigial twin.
St. Paul OD'd on Tide Pods in the eighth grade. What a shame for that twin. No, I'm kidding. They're both equally unimpressive American citizens. You tater tot eating hillbillies tonight, huh? Are you guys fired up? Look at this fucking crowd, it's huge! Unfortunately, there are still 6 tickets left, so we will not be back next year. I made it clear. You sold out last year, we came back, 6 tickets left, we're not coming back for 3 or 4 years. No, but I gotta say, I think we really like Minnesota. It has a little bit of everything, except a Super Bowl title, of course.
Oh my God!
You can't have everything. You can't have everything. No, but we did have fun today. Skid, Sydney, and I, and Michael went to the Mall of America. And,
yeah.
That place is awesome.
It was really fun. We had a great day.
It's insane. What an insane place.
Skid got a Jamba Juice, and I'm not even joking, Sydney got her ears pierced at Claire's.
Show them!
Show them!
Show them!
Show
her
ears!
Piercings!
It's so red.
I was at the arcade playing Street Fighter 2 while she got her ears pierced.
It's already infected.
What's funny is Troy walked past the Claire's not knowing that I was in there because we split up. The mall is massive.
Yeah.
And he thought, it'd be so funny if I texted the group chat and was like, Sydney's getting her ears pierced. And I came downstairs and I was like, hey guys, I got my ears pierced.
It's kind of amazing. So I was doing some hasty research of this non-tourist destination. And, Joe, did you know that these Minnesotans have a word that functions similar to John?
No.
Yes. Now, I could be wrong, but I looked this up, and there's a word that kind of means a little bit of everything. I think it's used as more of an exclamation, but ufta, am I saying oofta? What the fuck is oofta? Is it like John, or is it just... It sounds like you can be like...
It's just something you yell.
But you can be happy or sad, and you say...
Right.
Oofta.
It's like oy vey. It's like, you know...
Oh, okay.
Oh, that clears it up.
Yeah.
Oofta.
Oofta. So throw that in.
Oofta.
Throw in an oofta tonight.
Oofta. I like it.
Oofta.
Oofta.
For a bottle cap.
For a bottle cap.
Noted.
It's funny. You kind of all answered all of those questions in unison. We were just talking about the Life of Brian scene. You must learn to think for yourselves.
Yes, we must all think for ourselves.
I'm missing the Celtics game for this shit show tonight. And don't cheer. I could leave at any moment. And if anyone ruins the final score for me, I will end the show early and never come back to this state.
Yeah, he's not joking.
If you think I'm kidding, try me at the after party.
They're like,
try me.
Yeah. The audience is like, you promise?
They would miss us. A big thank you to Matthew for taking time out of his life of defining his personality by a writer's strike to join us this evening. It's nice of you. Big round of applause for
Matthew,
writer's strike, capita casa.
We love Matthew.
What are you going to do when this strike is over? You'll have to...
go back to my life.
Yeah. What a shame.
thank you for putting it out into the world, though. Spread the word.
I want to be a scab on the picket line of your life.
You already are, Troy.
All right.
You already are.
I hope you picket me and I become infected.
Oh,
wait, is that why it's called picket? Because you picket scabs and then they bleed?
No.
I think it is. Look it up. Oofta. Shut up. All right, listen. I've got a juicy bant topic tonight because 2023 is the year of the bant. I don't know if you knew this. I saw a meme the other day. Okay? You know, I'm a big meme guy.
I'm scared.
It asked a very important question that at first I was like, oh, easy answer, but then I thought about it, and it has some complications that are going to blow your Vanderpump mind, Kate.
You better tread lightly right now.
You have not spent any time with us. You've been staring at your phone watching Vanderpump Rules, and it's rude.
That's not a lie.
Here's the question.
Charged.
Would you rather have $10 million...
Yeah.
Or, you ever know the question?
I said yeah, too.
All right, Sydney's a yes.
Yeah.
Or
go back to 6 years old with all of the knowledge you have now.
Fuck no.
It's tricky, right?
Ugh.
Well, here's the thing. Before you start thinking about it, I'll give you my impressions of this. I think it is a very complicated question because $10 million sounds like a lot of money, and it is.
Is it taxed?
Don't worry about that.
That's a big deal.
I'm worried about that.
That's a bad question.
That's an enormous difference.
Pre or post-tax? All right.
No, it's 10K post-tax.
Net.
10 million. 10 million.
It's 10,000 after the taxes?
Oh, man.
It's 10 million post-tax.
All right. Where did this money come from?
Time machine, I guess.
Jeez. 10 million post-tax. But here's the thing. 10 million, it's not really a lot of money.
In Troy's.
No, I'm not being a bougie douche. I'm just telling you. 10 million goes pretty
but
quick.
But there's a huge problem with the question right out of the gate, which is like you could just make 10 million betting when you're 9 years old.
Well,
like if you knew everything.
So that's where your brain went.
Wait, so it's not back in time, though. You're just 6 years
old. You're 6 years old
now. And you just have knowledge.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Otherwise, you're doing like the I have the farmer's almanac for sports betting, and I'm gonna
right. Yeah, no, we'll throw out the Biff conundrum of this equation.
So it can't be the 80s again.
No, it can't be the 80s. It's 2023, and you're six.
This is important.
I just
love
that in this hypothetical scenario involving time travel or this magical $10 million, Joe's mind went to. Care to make it interesting?
Well, you would just make the 10 million and more with all the knowledge you have.
But
if you were a 6 year old, well, maybe not with my knowledge, but with like Skid's knowledge, think of how much money you could make.
But if you're a 6 year old now, again, not going back to the 80s, do you know what like young kids have to deal with these days with like the internet and social media? Like, no.
You're getting some
but they have kids.
I can't compete with
Kate.
Gen Z. No.
The world is hard.
It is!
And I saw so much about it!
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is what I'm going to throw at you, because Joe went straight to, like, how can I make as much money out of this as I can? I think there is no way you can replace time with money, obviously, right? So going back to six, you get more time in your life. However, I would miss my wife and kids. So I would take the $10 million, not because I want $10 million, out of default. Who would go back to being 6 years old?
Wait, I'm confused. So now it's like our consciousness travels back in time and has to relive our lives over again?
Yes.
Why do you have to make this so complicated?
No,
part of it is you have to
now.
Destroy your current family's life. Like, you have to effectively die now.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that in the first go, right?
Well, no, because if you go back to 6 years old with all the knowledge you have now, you might not marry the person you married.
Didn't we start
with
this being
a meme? You said it's not back in time.
Right.
Where was
so you
the
disappear meme? From your family's life, and you're just some six-year-old wandering around.
Would you rather be a six-year-old that, like,
betting on the horses? Wife?
No. Well, let's just
say a six-year-old cannot raise a baby.
No.
Well, no.
Let's just do the Marvel, like, the Marvel outcome. If it's an alternate timeline, you exist, but you are now
like
a six-year-old. Like The Sims.
The Sims 4 is an alternate timeline.
Oh, yes,
timeline.
Like The Sims. All us Sims heads. Me and Kate are big Sims heads. Anyway. So
I think you're onto something. Keep going.
I think it's an alternate timeline. You still exist in your life. You don't destroy your family. You don't go back in time. It's not the 80s. You just now open up. You roll the die. It lands on a 6. New timeline. And now you're a 6-year-old in 2023.
But then you still exist on this other timeline as someone
you'll
without
never interact. You'll never interact.
But which consciousness are you conscious
of?
Oh
my God.
This was not part of the meme. This was not part of the
original meme. What was the meme?
Would you rather go back to 6 years old with all the knowledge you have now or get 10
million? I don't know what a meme is. This isn't a meme.
I don't know what memes are.
I
think you meant a question from the internet.
I know. Even a 6-year old knows what memes are, Troy.
Yeah, but it had like a funny picture of a cat, and the cat was like, huh? And Troy's like, well, that's a meme.
You know that a Reddit post isn't a meme.
This
right?
was a. I'm pretty sure it was a meme. Would anybody go back to being 6?
No.
No.
I'm not asking you. You'll have your turn. We'll go one by one.
Okay.
No one on this side. Sydney, alternate timeline 6, maybe?
No.
Yeah, I'd go back.
You'd go back?
Yeah, provided that I have this other consciousness that lives on and is, you know.
What if that isn't part of it?
Then I'll take the 10 mil. Let's rock, baby.
What would you do with $10 million?
I'd put it on black.
Yep.
And make it 20 million!
You want to lose it.
It's found. Oh, so you want to lose it.
Give it away. To a casino.
Yes.
To a good cause, like Caesar's Palace.
I think it's an interesting conversation. Is there anyone here that would go back to being 6? Nobody?
A minority.
Troy, what would you do? You didn't say what you would do.
I'd take the $10 million, but not because I want the money. So honestly, if they were handing it to me, I'd be like, just so you know, this is not a lot of money.
You would tell them that.
He's doing it all for his family.
Oh, I see. It's gun to your head. Would you take money or do this? And you're like, I guess if I have to choose.
I never mentioned anything about guns. I'm just saying I would take the $10 million because I would miss my family. That's why. If I could still have my family and my children, I might
go
back to 6.
I said you could.
Yeah, but I didn't. You added the caveat of a secondary timeline. You make everything so complicated.
Do you think you're proving something to the people giving you $10 million by telling them that? Like, what are you trying to prove?
I'm just telling you what I would do. I would make them feel bad for giving me the money.
Oh, you're a good person. Here's your $10 million.
Add this to your good person points that no one counts or cares about.
It's like a secret social interaction, and they're like, you passed.
Yeah, good answer. Here's the real amount.
You're a good guy.
Congratulations, Mr. LaValle.
You passed the test. They threw in a crisp $20 bill on top of it for being a good guy.
Here's a little something for you. Do you guys want to see some show?
Yeah.
I'd rather just bullshit up here, but okay. Joe, I want a real funky beat as we take it to the recap. I want a real good beat.
That sounded good.
Something dark.
Dark.
You shut your mouth, sir. Well, I appreciate your sentiment. Let's recap more show is what I always say, so I'll try to keep this under 20 minutes. Two of our heroes, Aldo and Atticus, played by Skid and Stupid, respectively, began this adventure in a nightmare. A shared nightmare, in fact, where a creature was systematically butchering them in their dreams. They then awoke in an insane asylum, in a fugue state with no memory how they got to the asylum or who they even were. Over time, they start to discover things about themselves. They discover that they used to work for a man in some capacity, a man named Count Hazerton Lowles IV. And this Lowles fella traded them to the asylum in exchange for the ability to further his research. Richard Nixon. What we've gathered about the Count up until this point is that in an attempt to lift his deplorable standing in the academic community, he abandoned his post in search of some sort of dark, esoteric knowledge. This search for knowledge has taken him not only far from his home, but apparently he has also been projecting his consciousness into the dimension of dreams to help him unlock this knowledge. He sought out someone named the Mad Poet, who shared something with him, something so powerful that a fragment of his consciousness split off and remained behind in the dreamlands. That figment calls himself the Yellow King. Aldo and Atticus, along with some new allies they've met along the way, have been following in the Count's footsteps and projecting their minds into the dreamlands as well. During this time, they met the Yellow King, who sent them on a series of arbitrary dream quests to track down items that could be given as gifts in order to attain an audience with this mad poet. So after retrieving all the gifts, our heroes went back to the Yellow King, and they found out that he had been abducted and brought to the Dreamland's moon, where he is being held in a lunar prison. So our heroes go to the moon, they break into the prison, and they discover that it's in the midst of a civil war between the two moon beasts that run the place. One of the moon beasts, the original warden, promises the party that they can have the Yellow King if they dispose of the other moon beasts, an upstart junior warden who didn't agree with the way business was being conducted at the prison. So the five dreamers infiltrate the west side of the prison and head upstairs, where they find what appears to be a maintenance woman working on a strange device, a device that they soon find out is meant to capture the screams of its victims as they are tortured to death. A three-episode battle ensues that no one on the internet complained about.
That everyone on the internet felt was tactically sound.
Tactically sound and just the right length of time. Mm-hmm. And by the book.
Yep.
By the book.
By the no errors whatsoever.
No rule broken.
No mistakes.
I was unconscious for most of it.
That is true. True.
I bear very little responsibility.
During this battle, the maintenance woman, reveals herself to be an umbral dragon whose dark powers from the Shadow Realm are almost too much for the heroes to bear. Until finally, the dragon is defeated, but not before three of our heroes are left on death's door. That is where we ended last week's episode, and that is where we pick up tonight.
Yeah, baby!
Woo!
Death's door!
Let me look at my initiative tracker here. Just to give you an idea, Ethel, what is your current condition?
I'm at dying two and wounded two. Oh.
Sucks to be you. Suki, what are you at?
I am unconscious and just at wounded one.
And just at wounded one. Atticus, you landed the killing blow, but also did damage to Eris. How are you feeling?
I am down about half my hit points, but I am conscious.
Okay. Nobody likes a braggart.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Conscious at the end of this. It's a big win.
Eris, where are you at?
Dying two.
Dying two. Any wounded?
Nope.
Okay. You were at dying one until Atticus hit you with an AoE spell, bringing you to dying two. Remember
it was,
that.
It was kind of rude.
Aldo,
we had to get out of that episode.
Aldo, you've got a bit of a situation over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty badly hurt. I'm also being grabbed by a table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I got that going for me.
And
I'm in the loving embrace of a magical table.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't forget that Aldo gave all of his elixirs to Eris, who is
yes.
on the ground unconscious.
Yeah.
So. Now, we still use the...
A funeral offering, I guess.
We still use hero points in this silly game. However, they will not renew at the beginning of this session because you are still kind of in this combat from before. So as long as you have hero points left over from last time, you should be fine. Matthew, how many hero points do you have?
I have zero, Troy.
What a shame. What a shame. Atticus, you were the last one to act. Eris, you are at dying two. Give me a death save.
Oh,
Also, guess what? When I made this character, I took toughness as a level 3 feat, so my DC to this check is 9, plus my dying condition instead of 10. So don't come at me if I roll an 11 or a 12 or whatever. I don't want to hear it.
How many significant others understood that?
What?
Woo! All right, let's see what you got.
She got it.
I don't get it. Okay, I'm going to use my hero point.
Wait, what did you roll?
A 3.
Okay.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Joe has strong feelings on this case.
What?
Wait, no, here's the thing. You could, if you want, use your bottle cap to just get rid of the dying condition.
That's true.
Because if you rolled that 3, your dying condition would increase to dying 3. You could use your hero point and just wipe it out, and you'll just be wounded 2.
Versus rolling
again, and you would save the hero point, but you could go to dying 3.
If I succeed, am I wounded?
She's not saving the hero point. She's going to lose it either way.
You are not wounded if you use the hero point.
Yeah,
you should. But you should not use the hero point. It doesn't make any sense. Because you can use it next round if you actually die, and it's the same result. But if you don't die, then you save the hero point.
So you think she should just go to dying 3 and move?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll come back.
But it's up to you, Kay.
Don't use it.
Right, because you can use it next round, and then you still won't die.
I'm going to go against my better judgment and listen to you right now.
Wow.
If it feels
wrong.
It is correct.
Okay. You sound very confident, so.
I'm extremely confident.
If you offered me $10 million with a chance to go back in time to all the times I thought that, I probably would take that.
Don't let me down.
You'll be fine.
Bruce, Aldo, you are grappled by a table. It happens to the best of us. Just a round ago, you created 3 elixirs, laid them on that table, and Eris grabbed them, scooped them into her satchel, and then she died.
She's dead.
What do you want to do, man?
I realize this. I have a mutagen that I should have used way earlier. I'm going to use it now.
Okay.
He's going to quickly guzzle, imbibe his Quicksilver mutagen, which will make him long. It's like, his bones, like, crack, 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 like, stretch out. He gets more angular and lean and quicker as he's going to try to do an acrobatics check to finally free himself from this damnable table.
All right.
Get it. All right. That is a high number indeed. That's a 27.
Oh.
You know what's funny is, like, I was looking for the DC while you were stalling, so I was,
oh, good.
27 is a fail.
Oh, my. Right.
How many actions was it for you to make and drink the mutagen?
No, I had it already.
You had it, okay.
But that was one action to try to free myself. And then I use my final action.
You can try again. Do you still get the boost?
I would, but it's still, I get the multiple attack penalty.
Yeah, another minus 5.
Oh.
You assured me at lunch that this was possible. So
he had been drinking quite a bit.
What did you... I had a hurricane.
He had
lunch.
Several mules on tap.
What did you roll?
Well, I rolled a natural 12, so...
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
Okay. Just how they drew it up backstage. Top of a new round. Ethel, if you critically fail this, you will be sitting in the audience for the rest of the show.
That's not true.
Oh, no, you're dying too.
I'm a dying too.
A lot of people want you to sit out there.
I'd be happy to join you.
There is a free seat. There's a free seat right there.
Can I take my microphone with me?
I'll allow it.
Sounds pretty good to me.
If he goes on the crowd, just kill that mic.
16.
Yeah! Awesome.
Yes.
That sounds like the voice of a man who's a dying one.
It does sound exactly like that.
Suki, you're unconscious. What are you dreaming about in the Dreamlands?
Oh, I don't know. Probably my homeland where I grew up and my sister. And it turns into a nightmare.
Oh.
And maybe Suki's, like, twitching.
Okay.
Like, a little bit. and her eyes are fluttering. And it's a dream within a dream?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
It's Inception.
I didn't even know that was possible.
This got wild.
Yeah. That's it. I have nothing. I'm unconscious. That's my turn.
You know, situations like this call for a hero. And luckily we have one with us today. Because there is one character who is not grappled by any tables.
Oh.
A character who has all three of their actions.
Pepsi!
Big Pepsi crowd here in Minnesota.
You guys like Pepsi? Yeah.
And Pepsi hasn't done shit. Pepsi's just sitting on the stairs the whole fight, just watching.
He's scared.
This character is played by someone who's known for their phenomenal decisions. Joe, how do you save the day?
He is going to move down to Eris.
Okay.
And grab a posh.
Ooh,
two actions.
Third action, administer the potion to Eris.
All right, and how much healing is that?
Who knows?
Okay,
doesn't matter.
But you remove the dying condition. You were at dying three, right?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're at wounded three, but you're up and you're conscious.
Oh,
and we'll figure
right.
out that later. Okay.
That is 5d6 plus 12 hit points.
Hell yeah.
Of healing.
All right, I'll let you roll that in your own time. Joe, are you done with your
actions? I'll roll it. I got you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Was gonna just move on.
You can move on, but I'll roll.
Okay. Back to Eris's turn. Eris, you're now awake, but
holy
you're prone.
Shit. I rolled 6, 6, 5, 5, 4.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
What is that? 38
points of healing.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
6, 6, 5, 5. That's because you use an app and not your hands.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So 38 points of healing. You're now awake. You're wounded three, which is still a very dangerous place to be. If you go to dying right now, you're permanently dead. However.
Ooh.
Why are you excited?
She sounds terrified.
Ooh, interesting.
You're awake and you're prone. What do you do?
All right. So where am I on this map?
Right.
I guess I grabbed all of these elixirs because I was worried about Ethel, so I awaken to Atticus, glug, glugging me some healing potion.
Yep.
And I'm going to get up.
First
one
action. That provokes from Atticus. Do you take an AOE?
Yes, I will use my silver dagger.
She surprised me.
I didn't think she'd move that fast.
Yeah. All right, stand up, one action.
Get up, take a potion out, because I guess I wasn't grabbing them because I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my last action is going over to where Ethel and Suki are.
Okay, so you move in the
scoot,
direction.
Scoot.
Of Ethel and Sooks.
Cool.
Very cool. It is now...
You just stand there.
Very
and like frozen in time, like about to pour the potion, but it's
I gotta
6 seconds.
Till it's my turn.
Slowly
six,
counting to six. One.
Must be two. Polite.
Gotta wait for everyone else to go.
Aldo, it's your turn. You're due. Get out of this prison.
All right. I'm still boosted. He's quick as a lynx.
Come on,
try it again.
Get it.
You're scared. What is it?
Well, it's a natural two, so
no.
It's very bad. Just, come on, you bloody bugger. Straining against it. I'll try again.
Got this.
Nope.
Fuck.
with his last action, he's going to plead for help to Pepsi.
Pepsi!
Please! Pepsi, please! Help me! Help!
For flavor, Pepsi just kind of cocks its head.
Oh, now you understand me, Pepsi! Come on!
It turns around. It starts to slither the opposite direction.
Oh, no. You bastard!
Pepsi's gone! Where did you put Pepsi?
Bloody snake!
Where's Pepsi?
Pepsi is beyond the scope of this adventure.
Pepsi uses three actions to wake up.
Pepsi uses three actions to wake up.
He just like winks out of existence and he's like...
He's sitting in an easy chair with a pipe. What a horrible dream! It's the top. It's so stupid. I imagine him in like a robe. All right, it's a new round.
A smoking jacket.
A smoking jacket.
But he has no
fez.
No arms. There's just loose
this is
sleeves.
A, this is a sock. It's
crackling
a
fire.
Sock.
It was a lunar prison. All right, it's the top of a new round, and it's Ethel's turn. Ethel, you're a dying
Uno.
Uno.
And I I fail the check. I roll a 10.
Back to dying 2. You hate to see it. Suki, you're unconscious. Atticus, what do you do?
Atticus, hearing Aldo's screams for help, his pathetic pleading, he will move up to Aldo and will aid Aldo in his acrobatics check.
Nice. Okay.
With acrobatics himself. So he'll get his little, like, rat hands in there and his little legs. It's like push on these belts.
I like it. Yes. All right, so you're readying an action to aid when he does it.
Yup.
It now goes to Eris. Eris, you're standing over the bodies of Suki and Ethel. Who do you pick?
Ethel.
Obviously.
Ethel is dying too.
Right.
First of all. And he's my boyfriend. But
and he's my boyfriend.
So yeah, I feed him. I'm not sure what you gave us, Skid, but I have Elixir of Life Lesser and Moderate. And then what did you make?
I had given you 3 Elixir of Life Moderates.
All right, give him a mod.
One of which is used.
So yeah, 2 Moderates. Two. Let's say you have 1 out and you administer him, maybe with a little Merlot.
Yeah. Sure.
There you go. all right, so that will bring you. You'll be wounded. What will you be wounded at? You were wounded 2, so you'll be wounded 3, but you will be awake and alive and prone.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to say something I've never said before. Could you roll my dice for me?
Oh.
34 points of healing.
Wow.
Did you just make that up?
No, I did it. I pre rolled.
Wow.
I knew you were going to want it. Matthew and I spent some time together today in the old mill.
In the mill ruins.
What's that?
In the mill ruins.
There's trouble at the old mill?
Trouble at the old mill.
So how many actions is that? That was 1 action?
Yes. Yeah. Let's say you had that potion out, so you administer it 1 action.
And I take out another and
Second
give it
action.
To Suki.
Third action, give it to Suki.
Woo!
You get a moderate.
Suki. Since no one is in danger anymore, I'm going to hand wave the rest of us. You are able to help him get out. You're
free. I wanted
to
roll my aid. Wow. Just made it. Natural 5.
I'm going to hand wave it because now no one is in danger of dying anymore. However, there are still some wounded conditions. Here's what I don't want to do. Spend the next hour healing. So.
All right, so I'm going to roll my healing from my elixir of life.
Please stop. You're ruining everyone's time. Joe,
I would role play along the way.
Joe rolled. I didn't ask you to roll for my healing.
It's too late.
He rolled 3 ones in it, so thanks.
You know it.
Here's the thing.
Speaking of which, can I tell a quick Joe story? This is such a natural one, Joe. This is such a Joe thing that happened to me coming here. And I say it like it happened to me. It's my own fault. It's so irritating. I went to the airport to fly here, and I was like, all right, I'm going to, this flight's over lunch, so I'm going to get some lunch to have on the plane, and I'll usually get like one of those pre-wrapped sandwiches. And I was like, you know, wait, I got a little bit of time, and there's a deli there, and I'm like, I'll order a little chicken salad sandwich for myself, and I'm ordering it, and it's like, would you like to add a pickle? And I was like, for $1? A little side pickle? Yeah, I'll add a pickle.
High roller.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Don't give this guy $10 million.
I wasted on pickles.
Blow it all on airport pickles.
Put it all on pickles.
So this is a big spender.
They have a huge resale value. Anyway, I was waiting for my sandwich, and the guy puts it in a bag, and then he grabs the pickle, and it is a full cucumber. It is the size of a Nerf football, and he just like wraps this thing in aluminum foil and just like thunks it into the bag.
And I'm like, how am I going to pull this thing out on a plane and, like, eat this pickle? This is going to be ridiculous. So I just take the bag, and I put it in my backpack, and I get on the plane. And I am 2.5 hours into the flight, and I'm like, who's ready for a little chicken salad? And I go down under the john, and I open up my backpack, and I pull out the bag, and everything inside of it comes out because of the soaking wet pickle juice that went all through the bag, and it completely coated the top of the only sweatshirt I brought to Minneapolis. And I knew it was going to be cold at night, and it just reeks of pickles. So I can't even wear it. And this person next to me on the plane doesn't know who I am, and I want to try to turn and explain why this is so me. And I'm sitting there fuming in my seat and just, like, shaking. I'm like, I had to say yes to the pickle. Like, I couldn't just be like, no, I'm good. Anyway, that was my natural one moment.
Wait. This story is not finished. What happened to the pickle?
I threw the pickle out in a rage.
Oh, no.
It betrayed me, Matt.
Wow.
But yeah, but also, have you ever been on a plane and turn and saw somebody grab a cucumber-sized pickle and just start going at it? Like, that's so weird.
You were the pickle guy on the plane.
You were the pickle guy. I thought they were going to give me that little slice of a pickle wrapped in a little wax paper or something. It was a football.
Wait, can we talk about the crazy guy on the plane?
Oh, my God. I am sitting in the aisle seat, and there's no one sitting in the aisle seat next to me. I don't know why. People keep trying to move seats, but I'm not paying attention. I'm playing my fucking games with my headphones on. And then I see out the corner of my eye this guy doing things. So I look over. He's got two plushies, and he's going, hello. Hello there. Welcome to the... I don't know what the fuck he said. I have my headphones on, and I was just like... that. And I went back to my thing, but then someone sat in the seat. He buckled the plushies into the seat.
The open seat.
Because no one was sitting there. And then someone came to sit there.
Yeah,
right before we got up.
Was it Matthew?
Right before we got up in the air, this guy was late. And he's like... he takes the plushies out, and he goes, you took our seat! Oh! And... like talked through them for like a while
on a commercial airline. That's a commercial airline.
But Troy made a really good point because we texted about it and we all were like, well, is he good at it? Maybe he's a puppeteer.
Well, that was my first question. I'm like, how are his skills?
Yeah.
And then Kate responds. I'm looking at the text chain here because it's so hilarious. Because at first it seemed like Kate was just upset that there was a crazy guy with talking puppets. But then she was like, well, you can clearly see his mouth moving.
Which ruins it. It ruins it.
I said, is she upset because there's a crazy guy or is she upset because he's a bad puppeteer?
It's all so frustrating.
I mean, I still maintain that we have to thank the plushies for their service, because if you can imagine what it would be like if they weren't there.
Yeah. He needed them. So.
I hope that guy isn't here tonight.
He stuck the plushies in between, in the spaces between the seats. He was in the middle seat and he just stuck them in. As this conversation is going on, I'm like reading my book or something, and then I look back at Kate and she makes a face at me, and I turn to look the other way and the plushie is like right here.
Like by his head.
Little dead eyes.
Two dead eyes.
Oh no, it was the plushies.
You're sitting in our seat.
You're sitting in our seat.
Get out of our seat.
Were their names Bell and Sebastian?
No, I just made that up.
I saw the guy getting off the plane too, and he looked just like a washed up prop comic who had like 20 minutes total on stand-up on Comedy Central back in like the early 90s.
It just makes sense.
He talked to the flight attendants through the puppets too. Wow.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, Skate was very clear.
I was really mad. I was just like, I don't like this dude.
Skate kept saying, I don't like this guy.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he texted, I don't like the sound of this guy. I was catching up on all this because my flight was first. So I landed and my phone was like, 93 messages just between these five.
Well, because we're all on the same flight, but we don't sit near each other.
Yeah. We were having fun. Yeah.
I was reading it, and I was like, this guy really does sound crazy.
Joe, you had a plan for healing. In the event that everyone lived, you had a plan for healing that we could just fucking get through.
Fired off.
It's as simple as this. 24 hours of rest.
Joe!
And constant work. Everyone else is going to get their 8 hours, sleeping like a baby. Suki is going to be sweating bullets, just treating wounds for 24 consecutive hours.
Yep.
No, it's actually, the math works out to roughly 16 hours, but we figured why not? Let's take the day.
All right, so where do you go and do this nonsense?
Well, there's
we
the
should
meat wall.
Go in the gear room.
I'm going to get rid of the meat wall. If you're taking 24 hours, the meat wall disappears.
Yeah, meat wall's gone after 10
we
minutes.
We should go.
We hardly knew Yi.
Let's go into the gear room.
Yeah,
a lot of meat wall lovers.
We go into the lever room and just lock that door and bar the door.
The which room?
The lever room.
The
Is
lever
that how
room.
You say it?
Lever room?
That sounds better. Lever.
Where are you from?
Lever?
Lever?
How do I they say it here?
I think your Atticus is coming out.
Lever.
The lever. Let's go to the lever room.
Oof-ka. The lever.
All right.
The
so
more you say it,
lever.
The more you say it.
You
the
go into
it
the
gets.
Lever room. And you rest for 24 hours. I will say that before you do that, you probably want to search the room. You guys always forget to search the room.
Let's
because we're live in front of thousands of people.
Oops.
You find some things in that room, in that horrible torture room. You find a small, because it's a fucking dragon, dude. What are you showing each other? Memes? I still don't know what a meme is.
Joe's Googling how to say lever.
It's pronounced lever.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It says L-E-H-V-R.
Lever.
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 They're telling you that it's le and not lee, you dumb dumb. It's not lever.
Hey, Sid.
God, this is us at lunch saying hurricane.
Excuse me. Perhaps it's because I'm a bit of an Anglophile. British people say it with lever.
But you're not British.
I know, but I love the British.
You're Irish.
That's your all.
Yeah. While my grandmother's rolling over in
what
her
would
grave.
Your father say if he heard you say you love the British?
He would turn off the podcast.
He would immediately.
Are we doing wine shots?
So here's what's happening right now. This is such a nonsense shit show that we do. At lunch today, we went to the Smack Shack. Anybody know the Smack Shack? It's fucking awesome. People were making fun of us for eating lobster in a landlocked state, and it was delicious.
I was making fun of us. I was making fun of myself, really.
I've only taken 8 shits since that lunch. However, there was a thing on the menu that said wine shots, so we talked to Melanie, the waitress, and we were like,
Michelle,
whatever.
It's not important to the story.
Whatever. I was like, Megan, what are these wine shots? And she said, she told us the whole story, and we're like, cool. And then she came back, she's like, guys, want to do some wine shots? And she ripped one with us at like 1:30. It was great. So since then, Kate and Sydney have been pushing wine shots on us for the past 6 hours.
Yeah. We are not pushing them on you.
It's also, it's just wine. You just take a shot of wine.
It's all the ceremony of a shot without the poison that's in
well,
an actual
all right,
shot.
Troy.
I drank mine.
I saw. Is it wine shot?
Giving wine shots to the crowd?
All right,
cheers,
here we
everybody.
Go. Hey. Cheers.
Skol.
St. Paul, we love you.
Skol.
Skol.
Oofta.
Umlaut.
Oofta.
Umlaut.
Umlaut.
I want the audio only audience to know that Kate just gave a shot to a 13-year-old.
Don't say that. I could get arrested. I didn't do that.
They have a wristband. It's fine.
They have a wristband. It's got a sweet fake.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about this dragon treasure, you dummies.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the treasure.
Also, when Suki wakes up, she spits on the body of the umbral dragon.
You know.
Fuck that lady.
Whoa.
Whoa. Is that the rosé talking?
Excuse me. This was a Sauvignon Blanc, but...
Oh, pardon me. They always say Sauvignon Blanc's a good shooting wine.
And Suki...
It's called Bodkin.
Oh, yeah, it's called Bodkin. It's called, what does it say? The Victor...
The Victor's Spoils.
The Victor's Spoils. And that's Suki right now. She walks up.
We are going to play this book till 2024.
What's on the body of the dragon?
There's nothing on the body of the dragon. Oh. There is a treasure hoard.
Oh.
There's a small pile of silver rings. Gold teeth. Perhaps taken from the victims of her torture.
Oh.
And similar... Similar valuables worth 750 gold pieces.
Nice.
Whoa, wow,
that's
buddy.
A lot.
That we can't take back to the other, back to reality. Yeah.
It's a lot of imaginary money that we just found.
It's like Monopoly money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's this, Monopoly gold.
This meager hoard also contains an eye patch that seems to be radiating magic.
Oh, give me it.
Oh, Atticus would look so good with an eye patch.
I would also look good with the eye patch.
You look like a real pirate.
I have glasses.
I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't
want
to be a pirate. All right, you try and figure out what this eye patch is. Holy shit.
Going.
It's an eye of fortune.
Whoa.
Ooh, that sounds good.
What is that?
Adherents of Erastil, god of the hunt, create these magical eye patches. An eye of fortune has a jeweled eye symbol on its front, allowing you to magically see through the eye patch as though it were transparent. Activate. One action. You attack a concealed or hidden creature and haven't attempted the flak check yet. Oh, that's the trigger.
The trigger.
It's a reaction. Shut up. If you do that, you can roll the flat check for the concealed or hidden condition twice and use the higher result.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
That is awesome.
I would like to get in on the roll-off for that.
I think it should go to Ethel.
No, it should go to Aldo.
I agree.
It's decided.
Let's roll for it.
You guys are so polite.
All right, let's roll. Let's see who...
Oh, that's a 15 for Aldo.
It's a 14 for
Aldo. Oh!
Close one.
Nice kid.
When we after our 24 hours have passed, Ethel would like to go up to Eris very sheepishly. It's like, I avoiding eye contact. I want to thank you for what you did for saving my life and all with the potion. It was I made you something, and he pulls out what looks like a very ornate chair, like a little throne. It's for your poppet friend. I just thought he might like to take a load off.
Oh,
that's I carved little chickens into the side post there because I know you like the chickens. And anyway, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. I just thought maybe he might like it.
She takes the chair and she shows it to Egg, like she's showing the poppet it.
It's like the guy on the airplane.
Like the guy on the plane.
Well, look what you have making. A seat now. You have a seat now. And then
exactly
she like
the guy
I'm the guy. That's what Eris is. That's the guy. It was Eris next to me. She places him like in the throne and she just like big smile opens up and she goes, this is really in the great present. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Egg loves the throne.
I mean, it's going to disappear when we wake up. But
so don't get too attached.
So I can make
a new one back in reality.
This is a prototype.
Yeah. So if you have any thoughts or Vega's opinions. Anyway.
I kind of like the idea of only having some gifts from you in my dreams.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's so romantic. Wow.
This is like a bromance, but between a man and a woman. Is there a word for that?
I think it's just romance.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
How silly of me.
Wow. Those are just romances.
All right. Okay. And Ethel runs away.
And I also run away. Like, we both, like, okay. Scurry.
I got a feeling about these two.
I go up to Suki. I'm like, look. Suki's like,
I like look over my shoulder. I see them talking about it, and I just turn bright red.
Summer love happens so fast.
Suki brushes away. Suki brushes away. Clearly, a tear. She has been crying, and she goes, that's so nice that you have each other.
For fuck's sakes. Your character is depressing.
Oh my god.
He's really depressing.
Write what you know. Anyway.
Sydney.
Should I?
Just, there you go. Sydney, just drink from the bottle. Sydney's drinking white wine from the bottle again.
In my mind, it's just the Charlie Brown song. Bum,
bum, bum, hello, darkness, bum, my bum, old friend.
Thank you, Skid. Then Suki says to Eris, I have to go back downstairs. I need to see the cells. I need to know if Alaric was actually here. I know you don't understand, but it's very important to me.
Do you need someone to maybe come with you?
Talk about Alaric for a second, because this all happened like 9 episodes ago.
Oh, yeah,
ago.
That's true. So when we came into this room, this woman... What the hell was her name? Orsifelius.
Yes.
Yeah, Orsifelius. We were invisible, and she brought up these prisoners that she had been torturing, and she brought up Alaric's name.
Yeah, you had seen his name on one of the cubbies in that room with all the records that showed, like, the prisoners, and it seemed like some prisoners were still there, possibly still alive. One was Alaric, and who is he to you?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, let us know.
Alaric was...
Spoilers.
Yeah, listen to the previous episodes.
Everyone block your ears.
Alaric was the love of Suki's life, but he was a human, and he died. So she loved him very much, and they had a great relationship, but he passed away. He was sick.
That's why elves should never love humans.
It's a hard lesson to learn.
Yep.
But
what did he die of?
It's pretty racist.
Huh?
What did he die of?
Sickness. It was like something they couldn't cure. Sydney doesn't know. She would have to look that up.
Polio.
Classic human thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died of polio. They don't have a cure for it in this world.
That's so human, dying of polio.
If you could have $10 million.
Humans out there are polio. Loving it.
polio. I'll take the 10 mil.
But she needs to know... If you could have an incurable disease, or
$10 million.
Have you guys seen this meme? Have you seen this meme?
Have you seen this meme?
Guys, I got a new meme.
What would you choose?
You could have $10 million, or an incurable disease.
You drive a hard bargain, meme.
It's a real finger. It's a. I was like, I don't know. Wow. I don't know.
They're like really trying to sell you out. They're like, well, it'd be a real character builder if you took the polio.
You'd be a real good
this
guy.
This is like
if
a LinkedIn post, like in real life. Like, I wouldn't take the $10 million. I would take the polio.
What
and here's
hero.
Why. Yeah. Here's my 10 tips to being a boss. Like,
life hacks. Take the polio.
Only losers polio. Take the money.
You could make way more than $10 million
if you took polio. The polio.
If you invest the polio in an index account,
like just, and subscribe, and I'll show you how.
Here's what you gotta do: you gotta find 5 friends and give them polio, and then they find 5 friends. Huh. You could make way more than $10 million.
We are right. Never getting out of
here's the thing. Orsifelius, when you came in there.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Before she transformed into her herbal dragon form, she spoke of Alaric. Someone's getting a kick out of this.
Good one. It got you.
And she said that Alaric was very sick in your world.
Yeah.
And so he chose to heal himself in ours. And this is information that you didn't know, information that may not even be true. But what reason would she have to lie? She doesn't know you from Adam.
Right.
He was corrupted, though, when he came here. He came to the Dreamlands, maybe perhaps looking for a cure, is what she's saying, and he became corrupted. And when he was corrupted, he was brought here as punishment.
And she said that he died here, that she killed him.
Yes, and that perhaps his death screams are the ones that are still...
And that's why...
Echoing out of that machine.
And that's why Suki came out of invisibility with her bow and arrow to try to murder her, and she's still very upset. But she needs to know. She needs to find out if he is here, was here, and she remembers coming back to consciousness, there was a prisoner. There was a prisoner downstairs.
Yes, there were two prisoners, as far as you know. There were two bodies. There was one you spoke to. It was this woman, an Osirian woman, that you spoke to, and she talked about how she had given herself over to the knowledge beyond the dark tapestry and would rather die here than go back. She thought that she could just, like, make friends with these elder gods and that they would choose her as her champion, and how wrong she was. And you were like, we gotta go. And so you left. And as you were going upstairs, you saw that it looked like one of the other cells was occupied on the northern part of this cell room. But you were trying to sneak upstairs in this invisibility spirit. You're like, we'll deal with that later. So do you want to deal with that now?
Let's deal with it now.
But we've healed, right? Like, this was...
Yeah, you're okay. You're healed. Are we fully healed, Joe? Is that what we're deciding?
We took the time.
Fully healed, and Atticus wasn't down that far. So after a couple of treat wounds, he's going to, like, fully rest. So he'll prepare his spells.
Oh, so you want your full complement of Johns.
Yeah, I want to John it up. I don't see why he couldn't. Because it's going to take so long, honestly, to get Ethel back up to full and everything. So he can just snooze through that.
It's a snooze fest. Let's, you want to head downstairs?
Yes.
Let's change the maps. There you are. And there's Pepsi, by the way.
Oh, Pepsi's back.
Pepsi was leaning against the wall, smoking a cigarette.
Oh. Suki picks him up and kisses him on the head.
I thought you'd never come.
You did so good. You were so brave.
Snaps back.
He abandoned us, a dirty snake.
Excuse me?
He left. He vanished.
He was waiting to strike. You don't know how snakes work.
I don't want to know. If that's indicative of the kind of way that they do business, I don't want to know anything about it.
Pepsi, don't listen to him. She covers his non-existent ears.
He's going to smell what I'm saying. He's a low down dirty.
He's a cold hearted snake.
I know their olfactory ability.
He don't play by rules. What do you guys want to do? I put you on the map hastily. Where would you like to go? Looks like Ethel decided for it.
Wait! She runs with Pepsi.
I almost died before we got a chance to talk to you.
Me too.
You just run up to this woman and say that?
Also, it's a lady.
No, I make sure to point first.
It's very rude. This is what she looks like. She kind of looks like Scarlett Johansson with short black hair and a scar.
Whoa.
Scar-Jo.
Do you see Scar-Jo in there?
Scar-Jo.
Right?
Okay.
Playing the role of prisoner two for the St. Paul matinee, Scarlett Johansson. You see this woman, and she hears you coming and snaps up and looks at you, and she's like scared at first, like she was expecting perhaps someone else, and she says, Who are you?
I'm Ethel Merman.
Some people take this game seriously.
This is like...
It's his name. She asked a question. No, it's spelled differently.
I'm Suki Oriana Isolde. Do you know a man named Alaric?
What? No. Who are you? Are you here to hurt me?
She's useless to us. Let's go.
No, please don't go. Please let me out.
Why are you in there?
I don't know, but just if you let me out, I will help you in any way you want, whatever you need. I'm yours.
What's your name?
My name is Kelvetta Bricks.
I'm gonna write that down.
And you hear that name, Kelvetta Bricks, Kelvetta Bricks, Kelvetta Bricks, and you start to hear the voice of Nestor Bindley. Kelvetta Bricks,
the Huntress.
Kelvetta Bricks, Kelvetta Bricks.
Do you know this really, really obnoxious guy? I think his name is Nestor. Nestor Bindley.
Nestor Bindley. That tree-hugging hippie. Yes.
Oh.
Sadly, I know him. He's been all up in my business for a while. Wait, are you friends with Bindley?
I wouldn't go that far. If we never saw him again, I'd be extremely grateful.
Well, whatever he told you about me is not true. Or he has it backwards. He doesn't understand my position. But I shouldn't be here. Why are you here? What's going on? And she's very, like, jumpy.
We're here to see this fella named the Yellow King. Don't know if you know him.
The Yellow King, yes. Yes, he was the most recent arrival and the last one that the Bloody Twins took upstairs. It's strange, though. I never heard his cries. His screams never echoed through these strange walls like everyone else that was taken by them.
Sorry, who's the Bloody Twins?
You don't know.
We just got here.
These twins, I don't know what they are. They're not human.
Are they moon beasts?
No. There is a moon beast as well, and there's another woman that I also know is not human, but that is just something that I surmise. Perhaps she is, perhaps she isn't. There's something dark in her eyes, and you think that maybe she's talking about Orsifelius, but she's like these other women. There's something off about them. They look like human women, but there's a darkness in their eyes and their shadows. The shadows that they cast on the walls, even in darkness, seem to move of their own volition. And they come here, and they take the prisoners, and they go upstairs, and then I just hear screams. I hear screams, and they're in my head, and I hear them every night. And she starts rocking. What did I do to deserve this? Why am I here?
Do you have an answer to that question?
What?
Only you can answer the question as to why you are here.
I'm a hunter. That's what I do. I'm a big game hunter. And the game that I hunted before I came here was all throughout the Verduran Forest. This is why Bindley was all over my shit. I hunted everything. Deer, elk, moose, wild turkey, rabbit, goose, giraffe, buffalo.
What?
You just slipped giraffe in there.
Did I say deer?
I was going along with it, but I don't trust anyone who hunts giraffe.
You don't know the giraffe like I do.
Ty, you dirty giraffe.
The meat goes for a high price. The problem is there was not enough game in the Verduran Forest and too many hunters. So I sought to go out further to find creatures that none of my buyers had ever seen. A seer that I met in the woods one night. A seer that lived in a hut. They taught me the way of dream travel, and so I began ranging in the dreamlands, hunting and killing beasts the likes of which are not seen in our world. What the seer failed to mention is that I could not take my prizes back with me where we are from, but it didn't matter. I was fetching outrageous prices here in the dreamlands, and so I started a new life here, a dream life, as it were. And I would have been royalty in this realm. But now I've learned the truth of this place. And I would rather die a pauper in the real world than rule over figments of the imagination. Take me with you, please. Let me out. I've been working at these bars for days. Let me out and take me home.
How were you captured?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's all a blur. I was somewhere. The worlds all seem to mix together. You wake up and sometimes you're in a new place. And I was hunting some creature that someone had offered me a bounty for. Now that I think about it, I think it was a trap. I think it was a trap just to bring me here. For what, I know not, but they're doing some dark things upstairs. I am not guilty. I am not guilty of anything in this world or in ours. Just let me out. Let me be free. I'm a capable sword. I can help you if you have troubles.
Can you treat wounds?
Are you a good
healer? You have
the
continual recovery feat.
No.
Kill her.
Please.
Ethel pulls out the hash.
Please,
you cannot,
no, please.
You cannot carry the weight.
Please.
What I don't understand, if you're not from the Dreamlands, why can't you wake up yourself?
What do you mean?
Why don't you just wake up?
You have to spend 3 actions.
Yeah. You just have to succeed.
This is merely a will save.
No.
At least that's how we do it.
I've never done it successfully. They usually kill me first.
Unless, can you not awaken voluntarily while in this prison?
My memory is patchwork at best, but I do remember a time when I first started coming here where I could go back. And then that time ended. It was also a time where I felt like I was the queen over this realm. That this was just some fantasy without consequences. But I've learned nothing could be further from the truth. For like any world, there are those with power and those without. And those with power can do irrevocable damage both to your mind and the body you leave behind in our world. You think you're safe here? You think you can just wake up at will? No. No. Wait until you look into the face of the power that exists in this realm. They decide your fate, not you!
So you never... You never knew a prisoner named Alaric.
For real, stop dodging the question.
No. No,
he might have been in the cell next to you.
There was no social mixers here in the prison. All I heard was screams. Perhaps I heard his screams, but no, I never met an Alaric.
Maybe if you imitate his screams, she might be able to recognize
them. Oh, okay.
Could you do a facsimile sort of impression of each of the screams that you heard while you were imprisoned here?
Okay.
It would have to be screams of pain, not like screams of ecstasy.
It's rough then. It's mostly the other. 5'9", curly hair, sort of like a middle range voice, transatlantic accent, very central.
This man you speak of, I did see him. The sisters took him upstairs.
Did you just say transatlantic accent?
Wrong game.
Hi, Bab. My name's Alaric.
Hi, Bab.
My name's Alaric.
You may have seen him in a Billy Wilder movie.
You sound just like him.
The man you describe was taken upstairs not two days ago.
A face and a voice for radio. I miss him so much.
I heard his screams. He must have perished, but I don't want to face that fate. Please, let me out. Please!
Well, stop.
Just grabbing the bars.
We turn around and we huddle.
Hey, relax, ma'am.
What are you talking about?
These sisters she's talking about.
Yeah.
Have we encountered two beings yet that fit this description?
Pretty sure they're also dragons, though, right?
No, like, I think it's something we have not seen. Perhaps lieutenants to this moon beast that rules over the western side of the prison.
But probably also dragons, right? Umbral dragons, that's the vibe, shadows and all that.
Well, if there's two of them, I'm quitting immediately.
Well, if we take this one, maybe we could, like, use her. Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I say we let her go.
Yes.
Let her come with us.
No, she's our prisoner now.
Well, no.
What was that?
That's how I would frame it.
Nothing.
We're not talking to you.
Eris, while that can be completely true, that is not how we frame it.
Right. She wasn't...
No, duh.
We want to do that.
We don't let her know that she's in prison.
Yeah, but she totally is our prisoner.
I could also just slit her throat and let her wake up.
What did he say?
Nothing.
None of your business.
I get the feeling...
See, we have the good ideas.
Ethel, in all seriousness, I get the feeling that perhaps if she were to die in the Dreamlands... She would not wake up.
What?
No, you can't hear me.
I see food in your pack.
How do you see that?
Is that a banana?
You're dreaming. You're in the Dreamlands. You're dreaming. So you're saying if I were to slit her throat, she'd be dead.
I think you would just murder her.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that the same could happen to us.
Perhaps.
What is the...
What is going on? Why are you doing this on the bed?
Why are you shooting her giant head?
He's freaked out by what she said, and he's wondering if we cross the plane of this prison.
Oh.
Can I roll?
If it changed the rules, basically. And if we... All right, for the audio audience, Troy keeps moving.
It's a classic Troy bit.
And if you look at it on this screen, it looks like she's looking past herself. You're like, hey. Oh, no. The bloody twins!
Oh! Ethel buries his hatchet into her chest.
Look into the eyes of the Five of Clubs.
Yeah, Atticus, what are you going to roll? Because I was thinking of rolling Dream Lore. What do you want to roll?
Oh, Dream Lore would be perfect. I believe I will roll Occultism. I want to know if she's just...
I'm listening.
Some people take this game seriously.
I want to know if she is just ranting and raving, or if there's something that maybe we didn't notice or feel, which is that we could not wake up at will while in this prison, and if it changed the rules once we crossed over into this place.
Yeah, this is the first time you've heard someone say that the rules may work differently than what you understand, that people with power may be able to change everything you thought you knew
your reality
about the Dreamlands.
They can craft reality.
So you're trying to see if she's full of shit, or if you're...
Or if this could be a real possibility that we should, you know, think about before, yeah.
How about an occultism rule?
Okay. That is a 30.
You'd never considered it, because in the research, when you look through Lau's books, you look through his chest, and you read all of this stuff, and you, and Aldo especially, took a ton of time with these books. It never dawned on you. But as you start to think, you're like, why not? Why couldn't there be people with such great power that they could change the rules here? That death here could be death there.
We cannot think of this so lightly. Dying here, we may not awake on the boat. It may kill us in both places.
Whoa. We almost died. Wait, what? Is it the individual, or is it the moon, or the prison?
I don't know yet. Some time. We will need some time to research, but I think it may be the prison.
For the listening audience, we're up to 9 copies of the face behind.
And he's drawn a tiny face on one of the faces.
I didn't do that.
Like a child.
I didn't do that.
Who don't know what memes are.
I think that was Sydney, by the look on her face.
Oh, was it Sydney? I'm so sorry.
Have another one.
You're wonderful and beautiful and so talented.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm just reading the rules.
All right.
Rip some more Sauvignon Blanc.
We're going to let you out, we think.
Thank you.
But you promise not to backstab us.
Of course not. No, if you are my saviors, I am yours.
Shake all our hands.
Eris hands out her hand. No, you gotta shake it.
All right, she shakes all of your hands.
Okay, she's
all
good.
All of your clammy hands.
Can you delete her off the map? It's impossible to see anything.
Yeah.
We open the cell.
Yeah, we...
An umbral dragon appears.
We open the cell.
Swear to God.
Ha ha ha, you fool, she says.
No. Breath weapon.
Oh, no. No, she says. Thank you. Thank you.
Get her out of here.
It's like a visual novel now. It's like...
I am... And she starts pacing back and forth. I... Oh, it is so good to stretch my legs. I have been confined to that 5x5 foot cell. Oh, let me just switch around here. I feel alive again.
He's rotating her for the listening audience. He's rotating a giant image of her. Oh, she's crawling away.
Wow. Anyway.
I have to go. My home planet needs me.
Woo! Okay.
Anyway, yes.
Let's get this show on the road.
I thank you for helping me. I know that perhaps I don't deserve it, and maybe you are animal lovers and don't like that I kill.
No, we don't care about animals. There is a woman.
Excuse me.
There is a woman a few cells over who's raving about not wanting to return to the real world. Do you know who this is?
Oh, yes, she's crazy. Leave her alone.
I kind of liked her.
No. She's stark raving mad. She, I think, has a death wish. If you were to let her out, she would kill you before killing herself.
All right, well, let us then make our way to find these
Can I do
twins.
A perception check just to see if she's telling lying. The truth? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
18.
34.
There we go.
Nice.
All right, with an 18, yeah, you don't detect any sort of deception. With a 34...
Ooh.
Like, she might be holding back a little something. But she doesn't have any weapons on her person. But she asks you, like, could you have a dagger or a sword?
Yeah, I got one right here, and I slit her throat. No, I don't.
When you're what? Looking, though, Ethel, when you're looking, Suki also reminds you, she whispers, she says, Remember when we looked in the cubbies and we found that chain that was a magical shirt and a striking magical composite longbow and a thin dagger wrapped in cheetah hide and a sack of trophies of animals? That was probably hers.
Oh.
And we do have all of that on our person.
Bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
Yeah!
That's how you do it.
Sydney!
That's how you do it.
That's how you take the game seriously.
You come to work and you work.
It's my notes! Which I keep it in
here. St. Paulson!
St. Paulson! St. Paulson! St. Paulson!
Wow.
Hey, another round of wine shots! For the house.
Pour yourself. Pass it down. There you go.
Joe, give me your credit card. A round of wine shots for the room.
give me your credit card.
That's how you do it.
That also feels really good. Joe, that must feel good every time they chant for you. Because that felt, thank you guys, that felt really good.
They're the best.
Wow.
So, Ethel.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's a good one.
That is good. I love it. I love it.
You guys are the best. All right, so Ethel receives this knowledge from the Huntress.
Yes, the Huntress. You don't slit her throat.
I don't slit her throat.
You're looking at me strangely.
I do. I'm holding her composite longbow.
What do you fear, sir?
I have her longbow.
What? Get down from there.
If you could climb down from the ceilings,
climb
I'll tell you.
Climb down from there.
I'm just so happy to be out of this cell.
Listen, we got your stuff, all right?
What stuff?
Your stuff.
What stuff?
I took one of her trophies, so I shove it in her face.
Oh, but that's a giraffe. That's
but
a giraffe.
I know. But what are you holding back?
Good question.
Nothing. I just want to get out of here.
Liar!
Wow.
I'm not lying.
Do an intimidate.
I would like to roll intimidate.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
And I'll aid.
How?
But say, yeah!
Yeah.
No.
23.
Plus one.
24.
All right, listen. Maybe I seem a little off because I've been in captivity for weeks now. But I promise you, I am yours. As long as you bring me back, I am done with this place. I'd rather just kill animals in Galarian.
I understand.
I support that.
Let's go.
I don't know.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Ethel leans over to Alden. I think she's married to that Nestor guy. That's what she's not telling us. She's embarrassed because he was so damn obnoxious.
Is that your read? Is it?
It's my read. Yeah. I'm pretty good at this. I'm pretty good at reading.
Yeah, you're very good at reading people, I found. So, yeah. All right.
And Atticus will lean to Suki and be like, I understand, but let's just let her help us now, and then we can kill her after. She helps us defeat the boss.
Fine. And she tosses the sack of animal trophies at her feet.
Oh, my trophies.
And she says, if you want these, take them. And if you cross us, that's it.
Yes.
There's nothing to say.
There's 5.5 of you and only one of me. You have nothing to fear. It's not like you're a herd of giraffes.
God.
Then I would fear for your life.
Evil creatures.
Whole herd.
I hear the giraffes peeing on each other before mating.
There's an awkward silence where no one says.
And?
Let's go upstairs.
Last question before we go upstairs, though.
Yes.
Yeah, not to you. Yavkef.
Who?
Not to you!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'll talk in character. Yavkef. Do we want to let Yavkef know? What are you doing? Should we let Yavkef know that we've opened up the rock passageway?
Yeah. I think that would only be polite, given they let us in. And
I mean, in case he wants to attack his own brother, which might help us, Arknar.
Yeah,
they're not brothers.
It was a protege mentor kind
they're
of
not
thing.
Brothers? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, thank you.
No, I think that seems probably prudent.
Indeed, at this point, why would he not come with us?
help us take out this threat.
He wanted to get to the other side, right?
He wanted to get to the... He wants to end this threat. Why not help us?
Sure.
This enemy of his is undoubtedly as powerful as he was, and when we faced him, we barely made a scratch.
Keep in mind, you just released one of his prisoners.
Yeah, but he wants to rehabilitate. He doesn't want them to be murdered.
Sure.
And we can tell him, like, oh, it's just...
This is like a work release program. Like, we're trying to rehabilitate him.
Yeah. We have ideas. Like, they could make license plates or, like, something good for the community, yes, right?
Yeah, become that a contributing works. Member of
we
society.
We don't have right. to all go up there. We can just send one person and be like, hey, we opened the gate, and then come back down. We yeah. don't need to chat.
All right, who goes?
I'll go. All right, I'll go.
Eris.
No! Eris. I can't let you go alone.
What?
Oh.
Not like that. He shouts at the...
He shouts at the...
I can handle myself. Music. I just want to let you know.
I've seen it. I believe you.
All right, we'll wait here. Just
no,
hurry
no
up.
One should go anywhere in this prison alone. Let us all just go.
We're fine.
Oh.
I think we should let them... I think we should let them go alone.
I need some alone time.
Perhaps. I mean, if you really want to come...
No, we're busy. No. We have... I actually... Atticus, Aldo, we have that thing.
Yeah, no, we've...
And you should... We
you, they should
and
go.
They should
yeah.
go.
Well, we Eris did. Doesn't understand any of this, and she's just like, this is really annoying. I'm going. Bye.
Bye.
Ethel runs after her like a puppy.
Good luck.
And
good
so
luck.
Eris and Ethel go to visit the moon beast,
the moon beast.
Let's flash to that room.
Oh, there's still pee on the floor.
Yeah, it's a rug. That's a rug.
It definitely looks like pee.
I see you haven't gained control of your kegel muscles yet.
It is a rug. I can't remember his voice. What news of the west side of the prison? Have you disposed of Akna?
Not yet.
Then but why are you here?
Well, we did kill the dragon.
The dragon?
The umbral dragon.
The dragon lady. The lady that's the dragon?
Yes, he has powerful allies. I knew an umbral dragon. That is quite a feat. Good. Good. Where is the rat?
Our friend?
I must speak with him immediately. The small-blooded rat, bring him to me now.
Summon him forthwith.
Listen, he saw the map full of pee and he was like,
I gotta pee.
Yes, like a running faucet.
It reminded me.
Just seeing a pee rug.
All right, we update him on the situation and we give him all the deets.
Except for the prisoner that we freed.
No shit. Well, you must do what you must do. But do it quickly. If Akna has an umbral dragon in his employ.
Good.
Thank you. There's no doubt he has the other powerful allies as well. Dispose of them.
What do you know about these twins?
Twins?
The bloody twins, they're called.
Bloody twins. Moon hags.
Moon
yes. They are moon hags. They must be. They run rampant in this realm. If he has moon hags, then may the gods be with you.
Do you want to come be with us?
No!
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about moon hags?
No, you must stroll recall knowledge.
I'll ask Atticus. Atticus?
Atticus, run! Good day. Do not return until you come with the head of Akna. Then and only then can you take this yellow king with you.
All right, bye.
See ya.
All right, we go back.
Thought that he would be more happy that we made some progress.
It was a little weird that he wasn't happy about the progress.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do anything for him now.
I don't feel inspired.
No.
Joe, roll a death save.
Did I miss any...
We fed you to the moon beasts.
Moon hags. The twins are moon hags, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are moon hags?
Let's do some recall knowledge.
Let us do some recall knowledge. But wait, was there any, like...
Yeah, wait, do you guys come back to the group already?
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
When you guys come back around, the three of us are like...
Ooh. And we're like...
There is your hair. Your hair. Your hair is a little...
Your shirt is on backwards.
Well, my hair is alive, so...
What?
My hair is alive.
Your hair is alive. It does interesting things.
Does it?
What? What?
I just I've seen it in combat, right?
Yeah,
combat?
I've used my hair in combat before.
Yeah. She's quite a fierce combatant.
Suki is looking at Atticus, mouth agape.
Anyway, what do we know about moon hags?
And maybe out the corner of your eye, you see like one arm that's left on his shoulder, just like go away, real quickly.
A little hair arm just sweeps off.
Just an eye.
Wow.
Goes away.
Roll.
So romantic.
Recall knowledge on moon hags.
And what would that be? Arcana?
Yeah, you could use Arcana. You could use occultism as well. Use whatever you want. It depends on what you roll and what you choose.
Yes! Yes!
37.
Wow.
Nice! Boom!
Nice. Woo-woo.
Moon hags.
Oh, this is gonna be so good.
They are pretty nasty.
Hold on. Slow down.
Useful information.
Is nasty a trait?
Yeah, wait. Let me write that down.
They do have the nasty trait.
Ooh.
Oh, guys, the nasty trait is bad. Wow.
Miss Moonhag, if you're nasty. This thing about moonhags, they have this ability known as Moonlight's Kiss, which, as long as they're in the light of the full moon, they are quickened.
Oh.
And they get a bonus to their AC and their initiative. So they're a little faster, a little more powerful when they are in the light of the moon. And here on the moon, they're in the light, baby.
Oh, that doesn't make
that
any sense.
That actually
make so
any
here
sense.
It would be rendered completely inert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only Earthlight.
And if you're inside.
Galarian light.
What?
Moonlight is just the reflection of the sun off the moon to us here.
I'm
on
just
Earth.
Telling you what you know, man.
So we know that they are weak.
Here's
here.
What you know. Here's what you know, okay?
Okay.
We know that we have to put an asterisk next to this eventual encounter.
You know that when they are in the presence of the moon, which you're on...
You said full moon.
You said full moon light.
They're fully
the
on the moon.
By the light of
they're,
the full moon.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I was asked that of all my prey. Here's the thing. This is all you need to know, dummy. When these moon hags are close to the moon, they become more powerful. The closer they are to the moon, the more powerful they are. Okay?
All right. I got a 37.
Well,
I would like weaknesses, resistances. I want numbers.
37.
Yeah.
They have ferocity. Okay?
Oh.
I don't know what ferocity is in 2E.
Don't Google ferocity. That's cheating.
No, it's not.
You're cheating.
You said I know
there
they
are
have ferocity.
Hundreds of people watching right now. While you cheat.
Tell me there's one elemental weakness that they have. One vulnerability that they have that we can exploit.
They do not have such a vulnerability.
Do they have any resistance?
The streak continues.
They are immune to the confused condition.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Good to know.
Okay. They are spellcasters, but they are also vicious with their claws. And they have a way... of shattering your perception of reality if they so choose, which in a moment can really F you up. They are powerful.
Are they experts at their will save?
What'd you roll?
37.
They're pretty good at will.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
All right. Should we head upstairs?
Yes. It's a marvelous night.
Let's go.
For a moon dance. Yeah. Scooby Doo.
What's this grape back here? Okay.
Don't worry about that. So, you go. Is there anything on this map? Yeah. You go back up.
Go back up.
All right. So, let's put you all in the torture room. The beds are no longer attacking you, and you see a door to the south. And that's the only way out of this room. That room that Suki fell into over here to the east. You know, controls the shifting hallway.
And we opened it.
So, yeah, if you want to shift it back, here, you want to see something cool? You want to shift it?
Yeah. Right,
let's close it if Yavkev isn't going to come over here.
Okay. You guys are going to like this, I think.
Ooh.
All right, so we'll go back to the other map. Ready?
Where are we?
Are you on the map? Yeah. All right, so you want to shift the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then watch this. Da-doom.
Whoa.
Davey nice. Maps. Davey Maps.
Old Davey Maps.
Wow. Troy put a big rock on the map.
Yep.
Cool.
I shifted those hallways like a motherfucker.
Awesome.
Okay, there you go. Now you see all your shifting. Now, you can get out easily if you need to. You can go through that hallway to the south and out the Porculus door. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go back upstairs. Back upstairs. One door leading down. What do you do?
Listen at the door.
Perception.
Perception is going to be a 30.
Nothing. Like a weird nothing.
Are we all ready? Ethel says, looking at all of his allies, when they don't immediately respond, he gets a little concerned.
Huh? What?
Wait, what?
You ready?
Oh.
Yes, sorry, yes.
Sorry. No. Sorry. What? No?
No. Huntress, are you ready as well?
Yes. I'm just not on the map.
I'm going to detect magic. So go to the door and then detect magic 30 feet beyond the door and just sort of, is there anything, any presence of magic?
Yes.
And is it... there are multiple sources?
No. One source.
Oh, interesting. Where is it?
All on the other side of the wall. Like, you feel this presence. It's like... permeates the next room.
Like, the room is magical.
I'm talking to Joe.
So I can't localize it to, like, a medium-sized creature.
No, if you really focus in on it, it seems to spread throughout the room.
And he'll... Yeah, all right, so he'll explain this. There is magic across the entire room.
You want to go first?
In this dreamland. No, Ethel, how about, I'll pay you a little extra to open that door first.
Yeah. Ethel picks open the door.
Yeah, just go, All right, go. Wait. Where is the Huntress?
Where is she?
Huntress.
You took your eyes off her.
She's gone. She left.
Calvetta.
We left to talk to the moon beast for like 20 minutes. And
we definitely talked to the moon beast
and
for the full 20 minutes.
And you lose the Huntress?
Calvetta had her... I mean, Suki had her eyes on Calvetta the entire time. So she knows where she is. And she is... Troy?
She says... Here I am.
Oh, there she is.
Sorry.
Ah, excellent.
So sorry, I had to pee.
wait, did we give her any weapons?
Yeah, we gave her her
composite longbow.
We gave her a gun.
No, I did not give her her composite longbow.
I'll stand
longbow.
In the back, gun drawn.
Fine. Suki gives her a composite longbow.
Oh, thank you. Ah, yes, I use this to hunt puppies.
I keep the penetrating arrows, though, because those weren't from her cubby, and I still have my composite shortbow.
I need them not. Corgis go down with a straight bolt. Let's go.
Wow.
Ethel kicks open the door.
Oh.
You kick open the door, and you know what you hear?
Nothing.
Nothing. You don't even hear the sound of the door
open. Oh,
no.
Oh, we're not going in there. I'll be back here. Best of luck.
You see a stairway. To the
For
west.
God's sakes. Stupid Whoa. Ass computer.
Nice job, O'Brien.
So angry.
Looks like somebody ordered the $1 pickle, am I right? That's a new expression.
It's definitely a new expression.
Looks like somebody ordered the $1 pickle.
And we all know what that means. Idiot. All right.
Michael, that's the title of this ep, The $1 Pickle. Check that off my task list.
All right. Ethel will...
The $1 Pickle.
You see a staircase leading up and a hallway. And as you enter and you look to the west, you see 8
barred, windowless metal doors standing in this grim and silent hall.
I try to say, hello.
You open your mouth and you guys look at Eris and you just see
nothing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ethel, Ethel is going to look up this. You're going to step forward again, look up the staircase to see if there's anything waiting to kill us up the stairs.
You look up, and it just turns to the next floor.
All right. I'm going to slowly walk from door to door to see if I see the Yellow King through the barred windows of each, any of the rooms.
You walk to the first door, and there isn't even a pallet or a bucket like there was in the cells downstairs. First cell, empty.
Oh, they're small cells. They're very small.
Yes.
I just want to say, while he's doing this, I'm like right behind him, because if anything happens, I want to be able to be in reach to cast countless eyes on him, because whenever we start a combat, I'm too far away to do that.
Okay.
So.
All right, good. Put yourself right behind Ethel.
Here we go.
As he looks in the second cell, empty.
Ethel doesn't hear her coming because it's silent.
Right.
At one point, he glances back and he's like, ah!
But you don't hear that.
But no one hears it.
Right. Third cell. Nothing. Fourth cell. Not even a pallet. Fifth cell. Sixth cell. Nothing. Then you get to that last cell. And it's the Yellow King.
Oh.
Wait, really? Just like that?
Yes! Yes! And I imagine it's silent in there, and he's just, like, on the floor. But you see that yellow robe that's made of, like, the curtains from the caravanserai. And he just looks up and sees you.
Phenomenal.
And, like, grabs at the bars very limply. Mouthlessly wording. Not mouthlessly.
Soundlessly.
Soundless.
Mouthing.
That would be crazy.
No mouth. He has no mouth. This place is weird.
I have no mouth, but I must scream.
Soundless, thank you. Soundlessly, just.
Ethel replies.
And he says.
And Pepsi is going.
The Pepsi can smell everything they're saying.
Oh, Pepsi understands it all. Yeah.
Pepsi's typing away like a court steno.
Taking the minutes.
Is the door openable?
Openable.
It's a weird way to ask that.
It's a very strange way to ask that question.
Is this your first day on Earth?
Is it unlocked?
What kind of door
We're
is
on
this?
On the moon, sir.
Yeah. How do they do doors on the moon?
Door is mouthless.
Does the door open?
It does appear that it is openable. However,
it's one of those.
Obviously, it is locked. Otherwise, he would have just left a long time ago.
Oh, right.
Maybe there's no handle on the inside.
Maybe he's just consumed by despair. He never even tried.
Right. He's like, I just gave up.
Yeah, he's just like, why bother?
What's the point?
It was all a social experiment. The doors were unlocked the entire time.
They're all open.
You made yourself a prisoner.
That's right.
We don't have any, and don't we have a set of keys from
somewhere? Oh, yes, we do.
I call back for the keys.
You try every single key that you have. Yeah, I know. Yeah, what do you do?
I'm assuming
keys?
You mime.
This is so great for audio.
Atticus fearfully, like, you can see his whiskers, like, shaking as he steps through the gateway into this silence, because he knows he's rendered inert. His magic is inert in here, essentially. And he steps through, and he's looking cautiously around. I'll say he's, you know, technically, like avoiding notice. He's trying to be as small as possible.
Right.
Hide in the shadows. Stay out of sight of anything. It's just really scary for him. And he'll move down to the end and try the keys that he has that we got from the warden or whatever.
You keep trying every single key, and nothing opens the door.
He will attempt to pick the lock.
Okay, give me a thievery check.
Can I aid?
Jeez.
I ate.
It's 20.
No, it's time.
Right, he tries again. He tries a third time.
Do you want to try and force it open?
Oh my god. Did I rolled 4, 3, 5. Like, this is so right, ridiculous.
The lock
permits. Natural one. Oh. What is going on?
Joe.
The lock.
Get ready for that one.
Atticus steps up and ruins the lock. It can never be opened.
I try to force the
You want to use athletics to try and force it open?
Yeah. God damn it. Spent a whole skill feat on that.
You basically stripped a screw.
I'll try again.
You just offered new dice or cheese curds? It's unclear.
Those smell really good. They smell, yeah, really,
they smell
good.
Really, they smell really good.
32.
32.
Depression eat.
32, no.
For my thievery check.
But let's say eventually you get it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Eventually. After like 4 or 5 hours.
Right. I go.
Six or
God
seven.
God damn it.
Six Inside or seven mouthless hours pass. And you force open the prison door.
Atticus keeps yelling, but no one can hear him. He's yelling, this door is not openable, over and over and over.
Right.
It's a word, I just looked it up.
This isn't one of those doors!
I know you're familiar with openable doors! This is not one.
This is a different kind!
Alright, so you kick the door in?
Eventually, I force it open.
You open the door, and he just kind of falls out onto the ground because he was very impatient as it took you 5 hours to open it. And oh, he falls out into your arms.
Is there a way to dispel this silence?
You could try to dispel the silence, or you could just walk back into the room where you're
Yeah, he's walking back into
Yeah, we'll walk him. Yeah, Atticus is going to get out of there as quickly as possible.
I throw him over a shoulder and I carry him to the other
side. That actually would be weird, because however long it takes us to do this, like standing in complete, utter silence for the entire like length of time that we're doing it, that would fuck me up. That would really freak me out.
Yes, yes, that is a very like accurate assessment of what it would really feel like. Like,
yeah, like even like the stuff you're doing, like you know, like
you probably hear phantom sounds and stuff like that. Like your body's trying to make something.
Like you're doing stuff that you know is making noise. You're hearing nothing.
Yeah. You probably hear your own heartbeat, like when you lay on the pillow, you know, and you can like hear it within your. Your head at night?
Yeah, if even that.
If even that. Maybe you can't.
Yeah.
Suki loves it. Suki was meditating the entire time, eyes closed, peaceful.
Unhelpful.
And Atticus finishes like all this whole nonsense with the Yellow King. He's just like, wake up!
Wake up!
All right, so we get into this other side.
We get into this other side, and he looks like he's wasting away and drawn, and he's kind of like shaking a little bit. And it's this weird moment, especially for Aldo and Atticus, because while you have no memory of what you did for Lowell's or what your real relationship was, there's a part of you that knows that this is a reflection of the real Lowell's, a man that you do not pity at all. But here is this Yellow King, a fragment of Lowell's consciousness, and in this moment, I imagine you do feel some pity for what he's been through, and he's just like... He's trying to catch his breath. What do you do?
Suki, could you please treat his wounds?
Okay.
Suki, I don't know if we explain this over and over again, but he's literally the only thread that moves the story forward. Could you please help us?
Is there not any plot armor? What if he died? What if you couldn't get him out?
He could not die.
All right.
We must... No, but in a non-joking way, we are... I feel like Atticus is like... He's got like crazy eyes. He's like, we have to talk to him. We have to find out what he knows.
Yeah, this
it's our only way to find Lowell.
This is a major kind of plot, like a thread that we're picking up here. This is something that we've been waiting for, looking for. Like, this is our first... This is a big, solid lead that we've come across.
To finding out, like... What we did and who we are.
Yeah, I mean,
what
this has
happened to us.
Hugely important personally to the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Suki doesn't really get that. And.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean to imply it would mean anything to you personally.
Well, you want me to do something for you. So she pulls her hair behind her head. She places her hands on him. He gets 13 points of healing.
Thank you.
Whatever.
What? Oh, she's mad about Edric.
Do you know Alaric? What'd you say his name was?
Sir.
Edric?
Alaric.
What? No. What? How did you get here? What happened?
He's like rubbing his eyes.
We flew on a dinosaur.
Jeez.
Yes, I...
Did you... You flew the other dinosaur?
I
the brother?
Did, yes, several days ago.
The friend?
Brother.
I took a nap.
It's all a blur, but several days ago, a group of denizens of Lang, led by a woman named Weirale, raided the caravanserai where I made my home. I was sure that she meant to kill me, but instead she brought me here and abandoned me to the whim of these moon beasts, who apparently have their own troubles here in this godforsaken place. The moon beast who rules over this section of the prison, I was brought before him and he recognized me. Or rather, he recognized Lowell's in me and imprisoned me here in solitary confinement with a bare minimum of food and water. For what reason, I know not. I thought for sure that I would live the rest of my days in that silent cell. And to be honest, I think I could have survived the lack of sustenance. But the silence was driving me mad. And he looks a little out of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, we were in there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're like losing it.
Yeah, we almost went insane.
You can hear him like listening to his voice and listening to your voices.
He's like,
yeah. Stop talking real loud like this.
Please stop hitting me with your voice. The caravanserai, did you go there? Are there still denizens of Lang about?
We've dispatched of them. There was a boogeyman. Did you happen across this charming fellow at all?
Boogeyman? I heard a voice, another voice. It was one of Weirale's constituents, because she traveled with many people.
He seemed loosely aligned with Weirale, but also very independent.
No, I don't know of his import. But she knew you. She knew you and spoke of you and spoke of your plans to try and find me. She I overheard her speaking. And I think she's been tracking you since you were at Iris Hill. She apparently faced you in combat in the crypts below Iris Hill. And you killed her.
Wait, that was Weirale?
That's what he's saying.
The one who was, like, cutting the body or whatever?
Yeah, the body of the royal accuser.
But who was that fight? Who did we think that fight was against? Did we ever have an identity of that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
She says she died in Idris Hill, I heard her say, but these denizens of Lang, they don't actually perish. They reform on their home plateau. So she reformed on Lang, and she has been following you ever since. She sent a boat after you, the blood. Bloodstream.
Yeah.
The blood...
Bloodwind.
Yes.
Bottle
the blood
cap.
Wind.
Bottle cap.
No, I've already given you one today.
Wait. I'm looking at my notes. The Bloodwind.
Bottle cap.
Yes!
Yeah! Nice.
Yeah.
See, Matthew takes good notes.
The Bloodwind. Yes, she wants you for some reason, and perhaps I'm tied up in all of this, but she is a monstrous creature, and there is a sickness about her. I don't know what it is, but even in the little time I spent with her, she appeared to be withering before me. A despicable being.
Look, I don't know her purpose, and perhaps this will become relevant, but we need to know how to get to the poet. What's his name? The last poet? The dead poet? The mad poet.
The mad poet.
Yeah, the dead poet society.
The dead poet society.
The dead poet is a bar on the Upper West Side.
The dead poet society on VHS.
Has the copy been returned yet?
We need urgently to find the mad poet. We have gathered the gifts as you
demanded, or as you said, we must.
You have the gifts.
We have the gifts. We are ready to move forward with this.
Then we must return to the caravanserai with all haste. Yes. You said you came here on the dinosaur.
Yes.
She brought me and another dinosaur.
What?
You rode on Tonka Marmalade, and we rode on Sybil, their brother and sister.
What are you talking about?
We rode on Sybil, and Sybil is awaiting us, devouring a lasagna as we speak.
You didn't get to know your dinosaur?
Dinosaurs made the lasagna.
He starts screaming.
This would be a lot to take in after months of complete silence.
Ethel made the lasagna with his mind.
Isn't this room screaming?
Marmalade. So yeah, the room is still.
Oh yeah.
There's Alaric's screams echoing throughout the room.
I thought we would have turned that off by now.
You could try to.
This Alaric thing is very interesting, actually, because I was just thinking that why wouldn't Atticus be like, "Let us go now. We've opened the gate. Flee out the side of the prison. Moonbeast will never know we've gone. We'll run back to Sybil and fly away from this place to a place where we can wake up."
Yes. Yes. That sounds just crazy enough to work. There's no reason to stay here any longer. We return to the caravan. Sorry,
there
you
are
said
no
you
loved
brought,
ones here.
You said you brought the gifts. If I can get back there, I can take you to the Mad Poet's
then
Oasis.
We must go.
With
now.
All haste!
But.
A small voice says in the back.
We all slowly turn as one.
Yes, Suki?
Suki's holding Pepsi. But. What if he's alive?
Who?
What the hell is wrong with you?
We can hear his screams.
You don't know that. Suki. You don't know that. You never knew him.
I hear nothing.
What?
I don't hear anything. Listen. Someone here.
Suki, in a way, you have to consider yourself lucky because eventually all relationships turn. They take a turn.
Yeah, see?
And all the things you thought were true.
Yeah, exactly. Think of all the pain you've been spared. Look at him!
Look at me, Suki. Look at what love has done to me.
Look at him!
He is the billboard for the slow fade of love.
Yeah. Do you want to end up complaining, making tiny furniture for the rest of your fucking life?
Hey, I like his tiny furniture.
Is that what you want?
No offense, Ethel.
No offense to you personally.
Maybe sometimes being heartbroken can make someone else like you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not bad.
True words.
Maybe someone will like the tiny furniture, or maybe the fact that you're sad all the time, Suki.
Suki.
What does this have to do with anything?
Shut up!
It's all so loud!
Ethel, I think you are a good man.
Well, thanks.
Alaric was a good man, and he should never have been here. I should have been here. I'm not a good person. Why did they take him and not me?
Oh, Suki, it's simply not true. And Atticus's head dips down a little bit, and he just shakes it slowly back and forth, and lifts back up. Without you, we are not here. Without you, we would be lost. You've spent the last day working tirelessly to bring us all back, to help us get strong again and be able to continue forward. There is nothing for it. I go where you lead.
Suki!
Do we stay? If you say we must go deeper into this place and see if this Alaric is alive, then we go. It's as simple as that.
And we can come back!
Is it as simple as that?
Well, he looks around at all of you, and he looks like very, you know, like, shut up. She fucking brought you back to life. Drop it. It's her decision.
Well, no, we can come back. We owe you this much. Like, we have to do this now, but we'll come back. We'll brave all of these hazards again, and we'll come back to save your love. And I want to do a deception check.
Against what, though? Against...
Your perception DC. So what's your perception?
My perception is plus 16.
So DC 26.
Good. Okay, I failed.
So you know he's full of shit.
No!
But
But she know it, you're not being mean. You're just trying
I'm trying to get us out of here.
I think she says, No, we can't. We only got here per chance that Sybil was still there. Atticus, you can't follow me. You all can't follow me. I can't lead you. I'm not a leader. I'll go where you want to go. And she clutches the locket that she found in Alaric's cubby. If we leave, we leave.
Great.
Motherfucker.
He just starts walking
away. We gave you
away.
A chance.
Yeah.
And as he's walking, he slaps Alo's arm and he's like... You hear Suki thinks I'm a good guy?
How hilarious is that? I wrote it down in my diary. There is one thing. Do we think, and he's keeping his voice low, wondering where the spies are in this place, do we... But he's in a room full of screaming, tortured voices, so maybe it's just fine. But he's
it's Alaric's tortured voice is... echoing throughout the room.
Maybe we become a little numb to it, those of us who didn't know him personally.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Do we believe that this moonbeast, what is his name, you two spent 19 minutes and 55 seconds with him earlier?
A full 20 minutes.
Yathkef.
Yes. Yathkef, do we believe he would be completely unaware if we were to slip away?
No, I think he'd be pissed, but maybe we can get out of here in time.
I think he'd be very pissed, and I don't know that he wouldn't destroy us.
Well, then we opened the door for him. We took out the dragon. That's more than anyone else would have done.
And from what you say, he seemed very unappreciative.
He did seem unappreciative. You were right about that, didn't he, Harris?
Yeah, he didn't make me want to keep doing this. What are we helping him for?
Yes, exactly. But ultimately, deep down, I feel like not only would our characters think this... But also, there's no way. Suki!
As you're all talking, Suki turned into a fly.
What?
She left the room while everyone was arguing, and she flies down the hallway to see what's there.
Suki, no!
You can't just keep running into rooms by yourself!
Just derailing it.
Well, I think you're actually
literally the last like four episodes have ended with you being like, "Whoops, I'm going in."
I'm a professional cliffhanger. Thank you so much. It's my job. What do I see, Troy?
So,
oh my God,
he's not ready. He did not think.
Oh, I'm always ready.
Oh.
I'm just trying to bring the funny.
But it's sad, isn't it?
You turn into, you said a fly?
A fly.
All right, let me find a quick token. Perfect.
Yeah, I could turn into an insect. Right. Pest form, baby. Turn to a fly.
Great.
Whoa!
What?
Oh my God, I'm hot!
Well, there went monetizing the video. God damn it, LaValle.
Just blur it out. I'm hot. I'm a young Jeff Goldblum. Look at me.
Man.
All right, let me get you down to token size. We'll just say that's Suki.
Thank you.
I watched this movie so many times as a kid, and I don't remember seeing his junk like this.
There it is. So you...
What movie is this?
This is The Fly.
The Fly?
David Cronenberg.
You don't have to yell at me.
That's the back of... Oh, she knows, yeah. She's never seen any movies, so give her a break.
I might watch this one.
That's escape the back of Gina Davis.
Oh, thank you.
There she
you.
Is. All right, so you're a fly.
I am tiny. I am a fly. I just all want right. you
there
to...
There you go. A little
okay,
small.
Thank you.
There it is.
There it is. All right, there she is.
Woo, here I go.
Nope. All right, you get big again. All right, so you buzz off, and you go...
Suki, no! And Atticus will follow, and he grabs Ethel. Ethel! She flew in there! Go! Go!
Atticus! Ethel, no! And I follow as well.
I take the prisoners, and we all go.
You leave?
No, we oh, follow.
We're following
I'm
you.
Bringing everyone. Yeah, I leave with the Yellow King. I don't even like this guy.
I don't even know this guy.
Direct your attention to the map down below.
Oh.
I've never seen the fly.
The You've movie? Never seen the fly?
I've never seen the fly.
My father saw the fly. Any kids of the Hall fans here? Okay. This is a very...
Oh, that's a minority.
Okay, all right.
That's actually kind of a shameful minority.
Right. I'm still glowing yellow, by the way.
Does everyone follow up the stairs?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, Matthew says begrudgingly. You see your... Suki turned into a fly. I mean, is Pepsi following? No. Pepsi, because you can't command Pepsi. Pepsi's gone. So Ethel.
Just put her on an arrow and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Give her to Kelvetta. She'll fire her into whatever situation.
All right, so.
Oh, the old boa constrictor on an arrow trick? I know this one.
They know this one now because I invented it. And it's dope.
All right, so. You follow Suki upstairs, and you come to a room where, Suki, you see this first, because you're a fly that's just going up there. You're determined. There are metal pipes and horns protruding from the floor in a cluster at the center of the room, and they're all bent in multiple directions, kind of like a Salvador Dali painting. And there's noise emanating from these horns, and you realize that the machine down below, that sound comes up here into this room, this pipes room, and it's much louder up here. It's a much thicker sound. You see the walls, and the walls are carved with maps, very hyper-realistic maps of the dreamlands as if seen from the vantage point of the moon. But all the carvings are scratched and smeared with blood. What do you do?
Can you show us the map?
Yeah, man, go down.
Oh, it's another map.
Just go
wait. Wait, but can you show us the room? If Suki can see the room?
I'll show you the room.
It's a whole room. What are we doing here?
I'll show you some room. You want some room? There you go.
Oh.
I want to applaud you for saying room normally.
Yeah, wow.
He's come a long way, folks. He's been working a lot.
Everybody
Even at lunch today, we were working on it.
Everybody shut up.
Find out, he also says hurricane weird.
Oh, yeah. You going to say it?
Hurricane.
Yep. Her.
Jen gets it.
Hurricane.
All right, so Suki the Fly... zips into the room. Ethel, do you follow?
Yes.
Okay. Ethel follows, and you walk over to the pipes.
Is it still... We can hear the pipes now, or it's still... Oh, so we can hear... So we can hear them.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a door to the northwest. However, Suki, you fly into the room, and everything seems to be fine. The minute Ethel steps in, two figures.
Son of a bitch. Oh no!
Materialize.
Oh.
The bloody twins!
Ah! Oh,
first,
no.
They look just like two women. But then you start to look, Suki, even with your stupid fly eyes.
They're normal.
See,
they're just normal
that
fly eyes.
Their noses are just too long for their face. Their hair is too scraggly and too crusty. It almost looks like twigs coming out of their head. And there's something about their smiles, because they are both smiling, that are just too wide for their face as blood is dripping out of their
mouths.
Oh,
I don't like this at all. This is fucking awful.
And they see Ethel, and they just... roll for initiative.
Oh, baby!
Are we going long?
Dude.
I said, are we going long?
So gird your loins, because we're going long.
Going long.
We're going long. So gird your loins, because we're going long.
My man
Nick Lowe
on the ones and twos. What up, Nick?
Aldo, what'd you roll?
I got a 34.
Eris?
Fuck. 21. But also, the thing where I said I was following Ethel around to do the eyes.
That's right.
In case something happens.
Okay.
I stand by that.
You want to do those eyes? I'm going to let you give them those. I'm going to auto give you those eyes because you made it clear that you wanted to do that.
Wow.
Thank you. Never say that I'm not a giver. Ethel, what'd you get?
24.
Even with the eyes?
The eyes are more about seeking and not being able to be flanked.
That's why I gave them to you, because they're useless. Suki, what'd you roll?
26.
26. Not too shab. Atticus, I saw you were angry about your roll.
Hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna drink my sorrows away.
Yep.
Oh.
You just 18. Need a wine shot, buddy.
18.
All right, so these two horrible. Stop giving us Sharky. Cheese, sir.
We have to add it to the rules.
I know,
video.
I gotta put that in the video.
Don't no send cheese. Fries to the performers.
I gotta make a new rules video now, just for the Midwest. Please.
Dude, so last night we went out late, Skid and I and Troy, and we had a really good time, and we had
with
a little
Paul
too much. Yeah, with Paul Charchun, who's in the crowd tonight. Thank you, Paul. You're the best. We had a little too much poutine.
Oh.
Yep.
It was so good! And I woke up in the morning and I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah. I had the worst nightmares all night.
We all.
I really did. I had really weird, vivid dreams.
I had the Everyone beefy, did. Cheesy mac and cheese bowl at the St. Paul Saints game and it was so good. But I had the weirdest fucking dreams.
Yeah.
And I think it's the cheese. I think you're not supposed to eat cheese.
I didn't
bed.
Have any weird cheese and I had weird dreams.
You had weird dreams
I had
too.
Bigfoot dreams.
How do you guys
Dude,
do
I
it?
I had
eating
such
all the
weird
cheese.
Dreams. I had like a Lebowski style dream where it was all these naked people that were painted like their skin with like latex, you know, like naked people latex painted party. And I was like, oh, this is normal. Like, it was just so weird.
I shit you not, I had a nightmare. I had a few different like reoccurring stress dreams. I would wake up and fall back, another stress dream. One of them was Joe yelling at me about rules. I kid you not. And like most of my dream was like looking stuff up on a computer. Like I was like, that can't be right. And I was like Googling in my dream and I was like, fuck, he's right.
So I had
no, it's okay.
The Thanks. Best night of sleep I've had in months.
Round one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I forgot. We're dancing.
Yeah, we're dancing.
Here we go.
We Take it to the dance. Are dancing. Okay. Suki is a fly. Yeah. The rest of you are bunched up in the hallway along with the Yellow King. You've learned some things about these moon hags. You learned that they have ferocity. What does that mean? That means that when they go down, they don't go down until they go down, if you know what I mean. Don't worry about it.
They come back to one. They
you know they're more inch. Powerful in the light of the moon.
In this enclosed space.
Shut up.
In this basement.
You're on the moon. One of them moves forward.
Oh, they went first.
Yep. They rolled a soft 40 initiative.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
One of them.
It's just a lie.
One of them rolled a 40. A 40 initiative. Pathfinder 2E is the Michael Bay of RPGs. I got a 40 initiative. All right, so... Son of a fuck, what do I want to do here?
Did you roll on perception?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. It's not silent in this room because we heard the screams.
No, he said it. We said he heard him. Yeah. It's All not right. silent.
Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, perfect, because they're quickened. One of them is going to slide up past Suki the Fly. Slide up past Suki the Fly and blast a spell. I need a basic fortitude save from, based on where you're standing, Ethel, Eris, and Atticus. Atticus, give yourself a plus +2.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
I know we did the whole, like, you don't start the session with a bottle cap because we were in the same encounter.
Mm-hmm.
What about after that encounter? Did we get one?
In our 24 hours of rest, did we acquire
it? In our 24 hours of rest, did we get a bottle, John?
Let me just check my notes. Matthew and Sydney have one.
For clever play.
Yeah. Yes.
For when decent
you,
good notes.
When you start giving us clever play, you'll get a bottle cap as well.
It's just... It's going to be a
or
desert.
Or perhaps some cheese desert. From the front row.
All right. Here we go.
Fort
save.
Basic fort save.
We got this, Minnesota. Let's rock!
It's not a good face. This isn't a good face that we're seeing right now.
We'll come back to you. Ethel, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 37.
Wow. Damn.
Calm down, cowboy.
What the fuck?
What about you, Eris?
I got GCP on my die for a natural 20. But that makes it a 36. So your fortitude is crazy.
Holy
I'm quite fortitudinous.
Yeah.
That's not a word. what did you roll?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a critical fail, but I rolled but it might be a fail with these ridiculous creatures in this adventure. I rolled a 28.
28 is a fail.
Well,
just fun. Doesn't make sense.
Kritz McGee over here takes no damage. You and Matthew take half damage.
That's not true. Because of my juggernaut ability, any success on a fortitude save is a critical success.
Yeah! Ethel! So only Atticus succumbs.
Wait for you to get it on.
Atticus, you take 27 points of force damage.
Ouch.
Damn.
Oofta.
Oofta.
Am I right?
Oofta.
Umlaut. Am I right?
Umlaut.
And at that moment, we flash to the Selen Starling, the boat where all of you conducted this ritual to enter the Dreamlands, where you've done it several times now to project your consciousness into the Dreamlands. And as you take that 27 points of force damage from whatever this moon hag did, we see your rat body twitch. And blood start to come out of your nose.
Yeah, because you can really die here.
I forgot. Oh.
And we'll see you in Asheville.
Oh, oh no! No, 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 no.
Why?
Oh, this fast! Move this fast! Jay Paul, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much, Sharky. Barba, you're the best. You're the best. Thank you, guys. We love you guys.
Good night, guys.
We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.